Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. At Christ Lutheran Church in Orpington, we regularly gather together on Tuesday afternoons to study the Bible. During the last several months, we've been looking at the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. In the course of our discussions, we came across a little-known character in the Bible in 2 Samuel chapter 9 by the name of Mephibosheth. What a fun name to say. Mephibosheth goes from glory, as he was the son of the crowned prince Jonathan, to tragedy, as he is crippled in a horrible accident. Fleeing after Israel's defeat in battle, the toddler Mephibosheth's nurse stumbles and falls, permanently damaging the young boy's feet so that he would never be able to walk properly. But in 2 Samuel 9, King David takes pity on Mephibosheth, who is living in a faraway land by the good graces of others. But David, moved by compassion and his oath and a covenant he made with Mephibosheth's father Jonathan, brought Mephibosheth into the palace, cared for him, seated him at the king's table, and welcomed him as his own son. During our discussions, it was mentioned that Mephibosheth's life parallels the life of a Christian in many ways. Because of Adam's fall, we are left unable to stand before God. Our spiritual eyes, ears, and feet are now so damaged that the original glory bestowed upon them by the Creator has been broken and crippled in us. But God, because of His love for humanity and the covenant He made to save us, calls us crippled and lame sinners to experience His love, forgiveness, and generosity. He seeks us where we are. He speaks His word of invitation and forgiveness to us, so that we may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We, like Mephibosheth, have nothing to offer our gracious King. We are hiding from Him, fearful of what He might do to us because of our rebellion and acts of treason. But in spite of our unworthiness and our inability to pay our debts, God freely and unconditionally receives us by grace as His own through Jesus Christ. Mephibosheth was taken from a place of despair, barrenness, and loneliness, and placed by the king in the very midst of the palace. He now possessed fellowship with the king and even dined at his table. So it is with us. Once we were enemies with God, but now we have fellowship with Him, and we are invited to come to His table, where He is the host and the feast. We eat and we drink at the Lord's table to receive forgiveness, peace, and fellowship with God, and unity with our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We really do taste and see that the Lord is good. Mephibosheth is adopted into the king's family, and he is viewed as one of the king's sons. Through baptism, God adopts us into His family. The triune name of Almighty God is placed upon us, and we become His beloved children. Our filthy rags are replaced and removed, and we are clothed in the glorious righteousness of Christ. We may now call God Abba, Father. Mephibosheth's disability did not change. It was always present and troubling. But it also served as a constant reminder of how the king had dealt so graciously with him. For us Christians, our sin constantly reminds us of God's forgiveness and mercy in the cross of Jesus. Every time we confess our sins, either privately or during the public worship service, or when we kneel at the altar to receive the Lord's body and blood, we are remembering and confessing that the grace of God has been shown to us. This seemingly insignificant character in Holy Scripture served to keep our discussions going for quite a long time. We saw that there was a bit of Mephibosheth in each and every one of us, as we realized how graciously the King of Kings has dealt with us. He has called us to Himself. He desires nothing from us, but He has adopted us into His family, and He feeds us, clothes us, and protects us, and His grace will never let us go. Let us pray. O God, our Father, who does always receive the humble in heart, reign in our souls, so that Christ may have sole dominion there, that we may sincerely embrace Him with our whole hearts, honor Him with all of our faculties, confess Him with our tongue, and glorify Him with our works, together with You, O Father, and the Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.